Okay, hi everybody. Well, this is Creation Lightship healing event tonight on BBS Radio. And today, which is the end of the month, September 30th, 2016. So let's clear the date for everybody. Here we go, releasing that energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And I'm going to do it some more here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Let's bring in the light beings here. There'll be six males, maybe even more coming in tonight. They're pretty heavy these days. At least today's been very, very heavy. So here we go. Male light beams coming your way on your monitor screen or screens. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And next we're going to work with an incident that you have, a situation, a member, a program that you're dealing with, because the programs are where your problems are. If you're in light, you don't have any problems. So in situations, in body pains, etc. These are all on alien-created timelines that somehow you got hooked onto. So let's release one of your incidents that you're looking at. Maybe you have to look at something. Just can't say, I want them all fixed. It doesn't work that way. So look at one thing. Here we go, releasing the energy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, we'll turn it over to our co-host, Ann. Are you out there, Ann, tonight?
Hi, Ron. Yes, I am. Welcome. Welcome, everyone listening. This is the Creation Lightship Healing Show with Ron Amatron. If you're a new listener, a special welcome to you. Ron's website is creationlightship.com. There's a lot more information there. You can check that out after the show. There are also a lot of free healings that you would want to avail yourselves of. All of us who even have been doing healings and working with the Creation Lightship for a long time still do all of those wonderful free healings. Ron actually commented one time that it's incorrect on his site. It actually says sample healing. Sometimes his healings are just a sample, but the ones on that left column are all actually very thorough, complete healings that he gives us for free. So, Ron, I just had a question about the six light beings. When you, I think that you've said that in the past, and I just wanted to clarify, are there six light beings with you overseeing the show, or do we all each actually have the energy of six male light beings with us in our homes where or wherever we're listening from?
You have six light beings that came through your monitors to help you. So that's the way that works.
Okay.
That's a very good question.
Okay. Yes, terrific. Thank you. That's it does feel very powerful. Great. Okay. So last week, on actually the Friday show, we had a long, fun, interesting discussion about clones, and a listener wanted to share something she saw. They saw an ad that someone is planning to send people to Mars in an interplanetary ship, 100 people at a time with the potential of 1 million people going. Thought maybe this is the plan for some of the clones. This was an ad on Yahoo, and it said they're going to turn these humans into Martians. She's wondering if anyone else saw that ad.
No, maybe they could do more than a million, huh?
I'm wondering if it's some person, you know, I don't know, it's weird, but maybe they're looking for money. You know, they want someone to invest in them, maybe to get more, you know, more money to build their spaceship.
Yeah, you never know. You know, there was a person. I can't recall his name. He used to be on the circuit, but he wanted to go to the center of the Earth, and this is probably on 2005, 2006 or something, and they had a bunch of people who wanted to do that, and it never happened, but very interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. Have you ever heard of anything like that before, Ron?
I have not. Nope.
Okay. So on also on the alien track, someone wrote in, I think there is a spaceship that may change into an airplane as a to disguise itself like a transformer to avoid detection. What do you think of that?
I could imagine that. They could do anything, you know. Remember, you don't know what they look like in just outside of our dimension here, you know. It could be take any type of form. Oh, back to you.
Maybe this listener has actually seen that happen. And that's part of they want you to just think you're crazy. Oh, that was just an airplane.
What if anybody saw that people that I talked about that plane coming out of a cloud? Looking like maybe a 747 or something like that. You know, if anybody saw that video.
Oh, okay. Is that that's a video on YouTube?
It's on YouTube, yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. So on a show recently, it might even have been Wednesday, you advised people not to, you know, spend too much time around people who are sick or old or especially complaining a lot. So someone wrote in agreeing with you, and they say, I heard an older person being interviewed. He was over 90, and they asked him, how did he stay, at his age, stay so healthy? And the first thing he said was, I do not hang around with old people. It's a great answer. Well, and I heard, a long time ago, I heard an interview with someone very wealthy, and someone asked them, you know, do you have any advice for people that also want to be wealthy? And they said, yeah, don't hang around poor people. And I don't know, that's kind of harsh, but I think more someone with poverty consciousness would be the better way to put that.
I would say so, yes. Uh-huh.
So we have some questions for tonight and also some testimonials, but I thought I would start with a listener who has another tip for people to just for in general to do their healings. And this gentleman is a listener from New York. If anyone is thinking of getting a portable Wi-Fi tablet to do clearings with, please know that if you purchase a used T-Mobile Wi-Fi enabled tablet, which range between $100 and $300, you can take the tablet to a T-Mobile store and they have an ongoing deal, which is data for life. So for a one-time $10 SIM card fee, your tablet will receive 200 megabytes of 3G cell data every month for the life of the device. This is enough to run clearings every day. Because it's on a cell network, the tablet signal connection will work anywhere outside, just like a cell phone. Mine has been working for years, day and night, with the screen always on.
Maybe we could send that email to people, or just copy it, you know what I mean, and we can send
it. If anyone wants the details of that, just send a request to clsquestions@yahoo.com, and our administrator will forward this out. Of course, with our listener's name removed, but thank you very much for that, listener, and that's really interesting. A listener wrote in a few months ago about Chromebook, and I got a Chromebook as an extra laptop for myself, and I agree. It's been wonderful. What kind is it? I forget now, because they come in, they're different kinds, but you can open so many windows on it, and it just, it's a total workhorse. And you can get those on Amazon. So yeah, I'll keep that email and send it out to anyone who is interested. Okay, here's an interesting question, Ron. I believe this person lives in this country now, but I believe English is her second language. So the question is English mandatory to put in the incident box?
No, it doesn't have to be English.
Great. So any language that you speak, if you feel more comfortable writing in your own language, then that's fine. The light beings will know what you're talking about.
Yes, uh-huh.
Great. Okay. Someone wrote in to mention, Ron, the light beings are particularly present tonight. I guess that's because there are six of them. It's possible this person is a little surprised, maybe. Well, like he came on a little late, and he's, wow. And the reason is that Ron brought in six light beings for us tonight. So that's great. So on Thursday, yesterday, you did the clone call, and somebody wrote in to say, well, there's sort of two parts to this. You were talking about the lack of sun that sometimes affects people on the Wednesday show, and this person says the pituitary glands stop producing the hormone we need when you don't get enough sun, and that's the condition you mentioned on the Wednesday show that a lot of people get. So she said, this has affected me for years. And so on the call yesterday, this person targeted their endocrine system, working mainly on the pituitary gland, then the pineal gland, then worked on others aloud. And as the last one was being worked on, I felt this wave of energy moving in my head, almost like a burst. It started in my forehead and moved to the top of my head. Amazing. I feel different today. Lots more energy and a clear head. I recommend anybody with mood or sleep troubles to look into the endocrine system and keep getting help. And you can Google information about it if you want and use the many, many healings Ron gives us to help heal that or whatever condition you might have. Any comments about that, Ron?
Good. That's good. Tess, I'm going to bring in some more light beams for everybody. So here we go. Look at your monitor screen or screens. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 20. I'll do some more here. We'll get you up to maybe about 20 of them. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. There we go. So you have about 20 light beams now to your monitor, so you should be feeling pretty nice. Pretty good.
Wow, I am very relaxed, so I have to somehow stay present for the show. Now, Ron, are the light beings sharing, bringing peace to us to help us be more in our bodies and more heart-centered? Are they clearing out the room we're in? Can you talk a little bit about that?
Well, if you have the light beams up and we're on VBS radio, or you just have a light beam come through on your monitor screen during the day, either way, the energy is coming into your room, and the aliens probably will not want to be in visual connection to that light beam as they're looking at things, okay? So from there, I won't say it's going to protect you more, but it might just have them not show up as much. So right now, you should feel your body relaxing more just during this process here. Hopefully, the energy is very nice and feels great for everybody. So I guess back to you.
Well, I can say right now, yes, it feels amazing. So one of the free healings that you offer, and we do talk about this a lot, is the gray skies clearing. So if you have a lot of cloud cover that's dark and gray or white even, it's often a cloaking for the aliens. And Ron has clearing, and it also works for weather situations, actual rain or any kind of storm that's coming your way. Or over you, and it'll clear out the skies above you. So that's called the gray skies clearing. And somebody, a listener from the East Coast, I believe it's either New Jersey or Pennsylvania where this person lives, they had very dense, heavy clouds and a lot of rain, and she took a picture of the sun, how the clouds just broke up, and you could see the sun right above the clouds and the first opening of the sky being totally bright and clear. So if somebody wants to see that picture, we can forward it to you. It's really beautiful. And we've had a lot of really many, many positive testimonials about that healing, Ron.
Great. Wonderful.
Good.
So do we have any other emails we could talk about?
We do. We have some testimonials. Here's one for the skin aura healing. Hi, Ron. Want to thank you for the skin aura healing. It is a great accompaniment to the physical body clearings. I click on a body part from the top of the list and write in what I want healed. I also use the vision, watching, seeing option if I see images from something frightening in my past, from a movie, or if I wake up and there's an image in my mind. I especially like the comforting, soothing energy from the light beings, which I run after completing my healings. Do you remember that healing? Yeah. I just want to remind people, if you would like to get that healing, it is sort of like a whole life healing in that it's unlimited when you purchase it. And it is $200, I believe, Ron. And the thing is, you need to pay for it and then send your receipt into Ron, because when you do a search for it, it unfortunately doesn't come up on the website. So it's a little harder to purchase than the other healings, but that's a great reminder. And we have a couple of questions about timeline crashes. You have a new timeline crash that's for lifetime use, which I think a lot of people are really enjoying. So our administrator created a document, by the way. If you're doing the advanced timeline crash and you have questions about what you're supposed to be, how you're supposed to be using that, because there are some additional steps that aren't on there yet, you can either re-listen or listen for the first time to the August 16th, 2016 PBS radio show, or you can send a request to clsquestions@yahoo.com, and we can send out a document to you that is kind of a how-to. So this person has a question. When choosing a non-emotional issue, like physical body conditions, can I write my condition in the text below? In the text box, it says if you selected other, you should write in what your situation is. But I think, so she's saying, should we, if you're choosing a condition from the list, should you still type in, Ron, what your issue is? in the box?
I think I would do that just to play it safe. You know, it'll probably work anyway, but, you know, just do it. I haven't seen that clearing for a while, so I just can't exactly tell you 100%, but I would, you know, whatever way works, but I would still put it in there. You see, you're putting your own energy into it. Even though you may click on a box that maybe deals, we'll just say hypothetically, with, you know, sore feet, right? And, you know, you're there, but if you, you know, it will work on that. But if you put down, like, sore right foot, you say, then it might be a little more energy there. Now, you need to remember, I probably haven't mentioned this before, so I will do this now, because I'm changing, you know, the way things work slightly with the light beams, okay? So we'll just talk about that so you can get a clue. You might want to take some notes down here. It won't be too complicated, just a few extra, maybe a sentence here. So you all know that when we go to the light ship, either on the calls when we go there or and like on Saturday night, I always have people ask for one particular clearing, which is what you're doing normally, okay? And so you probably all understand that. But what you may not understand is that light beams will work on you instantly, okay? And you are fixed on the light ship. Some things could take a little longer, but we'll just say normally 99% of the time you're fixed, because the problems that you're dealing with here, which caused it, are not on the light ship. So they're bringing up your spiritual blueprint in your body, and we'll say that you have a sore throat. So you say, I have a sore throat. They get up the blueprint of you, of light, find out that, yeah, there shouldn't be any problem with your throat being sore because it doesn't exist in light. And then they reform your blueprint instantly, and now that's gone, okay? I can't say that happens, like I said, 100% of the time, but we'll say 99.9%, okay? Now you come back here, and one of your energetic bodies that looks like you, you have to remember this, these energetic bodies look like your emotional body, which looks like ghosts. So we'll just say that you have, hypothetically, we talked about maybe 10 of them, okay? Each one of those energetic bodies looks like you, and each one has a sore throat. So how do you expect to get well, okay? Your energetic bodies are contaminated with the sore throat. You know, hello, right? So now you come down here, the energetic bodies give you the sore throat again, but instantly you're brought up to the light ship. And, you know, you say, oh, wait a minute. I have a sore throat. It's not that you have a sore throat still, okay, because they're out of time. You go up there and you say, I have a sore throat. That's what you're requesting, because you're talking with them, you're communicating with them. And then they fix your sore throat. Looks like they have never, ever seen you before in your life, okay, because they're in the moment. They're not in time, okay? It will probably... you know, for you, you'd think, you know, being down here, well, I just was up there and, you know, it didn't work. Well, you just keep requesting that. Now, what happens when you come down here again, maybe part of that energy that was contaminating you got taken away. We'll say a couple percent got taken away. Now your energetic body start to have a healing, okay? So this is why I have people commenting on our longer calls that we have. They go, man, Rob, this thing really helped me, and I didn't realize that maybe a 4-hour call or 8-hour call could really do wonders for me. Like when we did the shadow call or the pin call, you know? Well, what happens is you are continuously being worked on, okay? Whenever I connect with you energetically and talk about a situation, and then you go up, and now, you know, you come back down again, maybe another 1% gets corrected in your energetic bodies. All of a sudden, you start feeling better because the energetic bodies got healed. It wasn't that your physical body had a problem. It was that you're on a timeline with the energetic body and also your physical body having troubles. And so this is why people who have the best results with what we're doing when we go to the light ship and stuff are the ones that have cleared out their energetic bodies. A lot of that stuff is released. So you go up there, and voila, it's happens perfectly and you feel great. Then there's people that have never did a clearing, go to the light ship, and they have a little bit of relief, you know, which is good. But they need to get to the first cause. What caused your problem? The energetic body's contaminated. Oh, now I'll get back to what I'm talking about. So when you go, when you do these clearings online, what I would recommend is as you're doing each particular, you know, age sequence on a whole lifetime clearing, and the counter's working, then, or you're just you're doing a general clearing, and maybe you're on it for 600 minutes. Every 5 minutes, if you can do so, or even less, but we'll just say every 5 minutes, you know, request that healing that you want to have done. Like, I have a sore toe, and input that. Say it out loud. And just see what happens during the clearing, because you are specifying what your problem is, and you want that corrected. So it's much like what you do when you go to the light ship. People go to the light ship, but at times if I have an open line, I'll hear people saying, fix my so-and-so, fix my so-and-so, and they say it over and over and over again. And that's very, very good. Oh, that's you, Ann.
Okay. We have sometimes suggested to people that they write things down, write down the issue they want worked on, and you've even said you can tape it right to your body.
Oh, yeah.
Is that equally effective to continuing to, say, heal this, issue?
Well, it could be a little better if you say it out loud, but don't say, you know, that it's, 300% better. You can also, I've had people who maybe had something going on with, maybe they had a pain, a bruise, okay, and it's kind of black and blue and it hurts, and they just take a picture of it, print it out in color, you know, and then put that in front of their monitor, put down my right ankle, foot, toe, or whatever, you know, or you know, elbow. And, you know, then the light beams will see it. This is what they look at. Every time you go to the light ship and you're there and you're being beamed up and down multiple, you know, millions, trillions of times, you know, in our reality here, each time you go up, it's a brand new healing session. Okay. So that's what you want to do is continue on. Back to you.
Okay, thank you, Ron. I feel that's going to enrich the experience for all of us, so thank you for that. So let's say it's Monday and there is no healing call and, you know, there's no trip to the light ship, you know, coming up and you bump a body part that you would like healed. Would it be a good idea to take that issue and clear it on a lot of different energetic body clearings, like if you have the emotional, the mental, the feeling, the sensory, entity?
That is correct. So we're only talking about the people out there listening who have the unlimited versions. So this
right.
is for you because you bought the unlimited version, you may not be using it much, okay? Oh, yeah, you know, if you, you know, pay for the whole lifetime and now, you know, you have the unlimited to keep up to date, and actually what came to you up to date, you know, right now was, you know, a sore toe. So, yeah, do you have trauma? Well, your trauma body has a sore toe. Of course it does, you know. And so does your, you know, anxiety body, and so does your physical body naturally. But, you know, that's more like your energetic pain body that you're going to be dealing with if your toe is sore. Maybe you have something going on with your feeling body, of course. What about your sensory body? Maybe something happened with that and your sensory body took a hit. So, yeah, you want to clean out whatever you typically have done so far with your energetic bodies that you have unlimited on. Go into those clearings and type in the exact same thing. And then also, after you clear those, now go into the Band-Aid clearing. The Band-Aid clearing is timelines. Now go into that and get off those timelines that caused that. You know, because, you know, something happened because of you being on a timeline, and the aliens didn't like you, and they did something to you, stuck you on one, removed you. So That's how you want to look at the clearings. Always do your energetic ones first. And possibly maybe you have a dead barcode in your toe. Maybe you hurt your toe and maybe there was something that had some poison around. Maybe you stepped on a rusty nail. You know, well, that could also maybe trigger a dead barcode in you. But you need to contact me first. Just don't go out discriminately and say, oh, I think I got a death barcode today, you know. Then whispered in my ear, I better clear one, because no, you don't do it that way. You want to contact me first and ask, say, Ron, I've cleared like 6 death barcodes over the last 4 years. Do I have any more? And then I can connect with you and say yes, okay, or no. Give you what the numbers are. Back to you, Ann.
Okay. Great, Ron. Great information. Now, are there other healings that, besides the death barcode, that we should be careful to not overdo or do too many times? I mean, is there anything, you know, I know, excuse me, I have sometimes, you know, run the same healing, like I'm just updating, say, my emotional body, and I just hit the rerun, you know, again, right away, like that, and it wasn't really necessary because I made a mistake. There's nothing wrong in that, is there, or no negative energy?
No, I don't think so, but always look to find out what the first cause is, you know?
Right.
You know, typical scenario would be, you know, that you need to have money, right? So now you think that you're on the poverty timeline, which is probably what you are. But what's the energetic body's doing? What corrupted you? What does your psychic billboard say? You know, to put you onto that situation. Okay? So, you know, maybe you're in poverty because, you know, you lost $500 out of an envelope. So now that was your money to live on for a month for spending money, you know, and food. Okay? So now you're on the poverty timeline. Well, what does your psychic billboard say? You know, somebody may have zapped you or did a psychic attack on you. So you need to go to the first cause energy first. And then after you get that cleared off, and you go, yeah, that's away from me now. It's, you know, in the past. But I still have timelines connected to me. Now I'll go in and clear the timelines. Well, I hope that helps people. You know, there are a lot of people that, you know, go into timelines first. Maybe they couldn't afford to buy a whole lifetime clearing, you know, and it will work. But, you know, you're not going to really have success. You may get rid of the problem that you're dealing with, but it'll come again because, you know, you're still wearing the T-shirt. You know, well, whatever that situation is, that's why the energetic bodies need to be cleared first. And the people that have done those, they're probably having great success with timeline crashing. So back to you.
Okay, and if I could just, before the show started, I looked up the skin aura healing because someone wrote in about that as I read earlier, and boy, does it pinpoint a lot of things that would help you, like removal of programs, removal of backup programs, removal of orbs, alien parasites, alien implants, entities. That's not even the whole list. There are like 14 or 15 things that you can clear on that healing. So it's pretty amazing. Maybe some other people that have done it would like to write in also about that, because I think it's a really special one too. Okay. Question. If I record my voice to continually say, heal my body part, and I played this during my healings, would the light chip respond?
That might be a good thing to do, yes. Because remember, it's in the moment. So each time you play that recording, it is in the moment for each syllable and word that you're saying.
Okay, very interesting. Okay. Okay, here's a question. Kind of pertains to what you were just saying about timeline crashes. Hi, Ron. If I had a situation in my past that I remember due to a conversation or something I saw in a movie, should I timeline crash it? Without going into detail, it was a very frightening violation. Not sure how it might be affecting me today.
You probably want to clear that, you know. I don't really get affected by movies too much. Just that I did get affected by the Viking movie. the last one on season one, I never watched season one, but the last one they had human sacrifices and animal sacrifice, and they had to get 9 of each or something. And I saw that. They didn't show at the very end, you know. And that kind of pushed my buttons, how these freaking gods out there are doing this and the people are responding to it. Because I entered that into, number two, season. So, I went through two to the end of it, which for me was fine. But to see the gods doing that, the people being, that ignorant to want to do that, if I would have saw season one first, I probably wouldn't have went on with the Viking scenario, okay? But I didn't see it, which was probably good because I was able to watch everything else in it. But it just shows how people are controlled by gods and how they communicate, and everything else, which is, very, kind of eye-opening for some people on how gods are controlling. I guess I won't say humanity now because there's very few humans left. But they are controlling robotically the clones. So... it's a whole new agenda here, and then the humans are probably being downloaded with things that they are attempting to do, or how they're being controlled by the aliens to teach the clones something. Okay, you find yourself doing something that maybe you were well aware of before, and you didn't want to do it because you, in a sense, using the New Age term, learned your lesson, right? And all of a sudden you did something that you thought was kind of stupid, but there was clones around. You're just a teacher for the clones. We'll see if anybody has any comments on that, if they feel like they're a clone teacher. Remember, you don't get paid for this. Well, back to you.
Wow, that's really interesting, Ron. Well, somebody wrote in on the clone show about being a manager, and they most definitely are teaching clones all the time as their job, and probably managing some of them that come into their place of business too. Okay, here's another alien question. Lately, I have been seeing more Catholic churches being constructed in different cities, including the city where I live. Do we have a new alien race that's specifically promoting Catholic energies?
Well, that sounds like it to me. No, they got to promote something. Oh, yeah, I would probably correct, yeah.
Okay. Okay. Just looking for another one. Oh, someone else wrote in about the, having a problem with it being dark and cloudy in the winter, and getting depression. And so they're suggesting the depression clearing, of course, would be very helpful. And also they use full spectrum lighting, and people say that helps a lot. And thank you for the really good radio show, this listener said. So thank you for that.
We might even go a little further with the depression, okay? Oh, we got compression, okay? We have other words that are kind of have the same back ending to it. So if somebody has some extra time, maybe you stop your clock and you got tons of time then, you might look up or help us out and get those words, I know we did ask this before, and I did get some, but I don't know where they went. Maybe email them to me. Just words of you know, with those same last endings. Depression, compression, I can't think of, but I think there's probably about 50 words that has that last ending to it. Maybe it's just a simple Google search. And we can see how they all relate, because that could be, you know, one of the keyword intercepts, you know, things that we want to do, is to put that that little last part of that word in there. You might even try it yourself. Maybe it'll take away stuff, you know? Back to you.
Okay. Also, one night, fairly recently, you cleared some planet energies off of us, and a listener wrote in to thank you, and they were actually able to notice that it was the planet Pluto when you cleared that from us for a few minutes. My one issue got better. She got relief. And then she has another issue, and that didn't get better, so she knows that she has to do the full whole life clearing. So her pain will take a hike for good. Thank you, Ron, for all you do and all your insights.
Just kind of going a little sideways, you know, Walt Disney had Pluto as one of his characters, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Have that. So I'll have you people think on that. I don't want to put any fingers or say too much there, but it seems kind of weird how a planet name, have you ever heard anything called Pluto? Animal or anything, you know, with the name of that? I never have. You know, not that it's not possible, but maybe that's to connect people to that planet through the cartoons. Anyway, I won't go anything. You did have the underground stuff in Disneyland there, you know? They had special ceremonies and things underground. I won't go into that too much. The Pirates of the Caribbean where they had it, but I'm talking about the one in Los Angeles. The one in Florida, that's Alien Central anyway, so... So anyway, back to you.
Well, and I can share that I've mentioned this before, that I had the unfortunate experience of working with someone that worked with aliens and was hooking us all up, a New Age teacher. And this person actually gave some of their workshops and talks in Disneyland. Like, had you come there. So there has to be something going on there.
Where was it? Do you have any idea what...
It was the California Adventure part of Disneyland, which I've never been to, so I can't speak to what it's like or anything. And I don't know what attracted this person.
Oh.
Okay, here's a...
Back to you, Ann.
Okay, I have another couple of questions here. How many energy body clearings are there? And... How do you do the energy bodies that are not listed as clearings?
I don't know how many we have. You'd have to probably look at the energetic bodies. Maybe somebody's done that already. I don't know. I always go to the special clearing to think something is bothering you to do an energetic one that way. If you do find one that you think is out there, haven't discovered yet, you know, let me know. But, I just don't know. I'll just kind of talk about the website. So the website came up in, I think, 2005. And we got together with a very nice gentleman who helped us create the website back then. He's still with us. And we put all these clearings up very quickly. So what you see when you go onto the website, 98% of it was put up in 2005. Oh, you know, we're in 2016. Oh. And I look at it at times as we start to do something. Wow, that's really something. We got a clearing for this here. Oh, remember, this is like, you know, 11 years ago that website was created, okay? It's just something how, I don't know what word to use, how timely it is, whatever, you know, to have it still be functional and usable now and not even being outdated. So back to you. So when people ask me questions about a clearing or something or things, I have to go back, and it's hard for me to go back in time, but I sometimes have to go back to when I was actually creating that clearing. That would be in 2005, and try to figure out and get an answer for you. So that's the way I have to work on it, and that's a long time ago. A week ago was a long time for me, okay? 11 years or something else. So back to you, Ann. So it's not as if I visit it every day, because I don't.
Right. So if you made a list of, or not, or let's say you realize I have a problem with, now I'm trying to think of something, and, well, let's say I'll just use anger, even though I believe we have an anger clearing. But you say, okay, this is an emotion that I deal with a lot, but there's no clearing for it. So is it likely that you have a body, an energetic body, that is that emotion?
It could be possible. Aliens could have created an energetic body for that. So what you'd want to do then is let me know, send me an email, and or just send it to CLS Questions, and we could look at that and just see if... what to use, or if you need to use a special clearing to put that body in there, right? Because they may have tapped on something. You got a Klingon body attached to your emotional, you know, one that's there causing more problems that you don't know about. You know, like when we did the shackle call and the pin call, that's really not on the website. I think we may have something like that, maybe in the alien attack one. But doing that clearing is like, wow. And then the cultural enslavement. Oh, that really helped a lot of people. So, you know, there are things that, you know, we could possibly add, but it would be good to know what you're trying to solve, and we could bring it up to the listening audience, too. Back to you.
Okay, and I just remembered that I believe we shared this with the listeners before, but a listener did send in a list of emotions that they thought up that you could use for the emotional, mental, timeline crashes, and the self-empowerment. And they wrote out some things that aren't on those lists already. So that's kind of helpful, and it's something that maybe even if you don't have a whole body of it, you might want to clear some of these words. So again, if that's something you want to see, if you want this list, you can send us an email and we'll send it out. We'll be sending out a lot of emails, I'm guessing, tonight. Ron, and may I ask a question about the bodies? You have that clearing, the magnetic and twisted body, which has 108 bodies to clear. And I think I always assumed that meant we have 108 energetic bodies, and that maybe you don't know what they're all called, but that you did know we had 108 of them. Was I incorrect there?
You are correct, yes, uh-huh.
Okay.
You are correct.
Okay, and so doing that magnetic and twisted body clearing must be good for, you know, doing a lot of that clearing that you were talking about, right?
Put the body into alignment with your spirit.
Okay. Give
it a sense. Got a couple of fence posts off, your spirit can't connect to it. So we'll put those bodies into alignment to get spirit energy from you, which is your source energy, and it'll light it up, and it might, you know, work better for you as it's connected to your spirit and your light, okay? Still contaminated, then it maybe won't do any good, and maybe you happen to stumble upon something that you're dealing with. So that's kind of the way to look at it. But, yeah, you need to figure out what you need to have, you know, what it is. But I don't, you know,
have to be pretty creative to try to figure out something. And then you don't want to actually have the alien see you trying to figure something out to give it to you. They could tack it on to you. It'd be very simple. Don't overlook, you know, don't continuously look for problems. No, you're not a problem searcher. You want to get rid of energies that are already with you that we talk about. Don't go out there and try to recreate something, because they could create a body and stick it onto you, and I won't know what it is. You won't know what it is, but you could have problems from it. Like I say, you do a clearing, don't look back. Walk away, Renee. Self-healthy, you know, don't look for problems. Thank you.
Okay. Okay, we have a listener here who has some really interesting observations and questions about orbs. I've been watching a program that's filmed in Wyoming, and there are lots of orbs in the film. And I have a big one in my room. They took a picture today, and I guess that's how they know they had a big one in their room. And when they saw it, they ran the clear enslaved alien recording that you've allowed us to use to get rid of aliens. So the question, one question is, will that release those orbs too?
Yes,
Very possibly. Great. And then they have a request, could you clear red orbs for us?
Then also do alien to life. Here we go, red orb clearing?
Yes.
Oh, if you're very sensitive, first kind of look at your body, your sensitivity, and just see if you have a red orb attached to you. But here we go. Releasing the red orb energy, or orbs, maybe lots of them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. Yeah, we got quite a few out there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. Body jerks means that you had one inside of you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. There we go. I think 40. There we go. Great. Healthy.
Okay, someone wrote in, how much is the skin healing? And again, it's skin aura healing, though it does much more than just remove these energies from your skin.
Prerequisites to have before you get into that one?
I'm so sorry, Ron. I missed what you said there.
Was there prerequisites before you get into the skin aura one? I think you had to have some other clearings to have it beneficial.
Okay. Then I'm not sure what those are. Maybe a listener could help out with that and let us know if they remember. I'm sure it's the emotional healing, because that's the healing Ron recommends that everyone do first. Right, I think you're right, Ron, but I don't recall what that was. So maybe I can look into that.
Maybe we can talk about it, or we'll see if we get something. I think there's maybe like five different clearings that people had to have. Emotional, mental, maybe feeling body, maybe sensory body. We'll find out.
Okay.
Feeling body, something.
Okay.
Dealing with a clearing that has a lot of energy coming to you. So want to get full benefit out of that clearing.
Got
That's
it.
That's why we have to let you do the prerequisites.
Right. Okay, so somebody has a comment about what we were just talking about. Yes, I see alien bodies tacked onto emotional bodies. Can you talk about that and maybe do some clearings on it? And it sounds like mood swings, like bipolar and different poles.
Okay, so it could be,
the aliens showing up as the clone replicas, so the true clones. I won't say replicas of you, but it could be the clones that are here want to experience fully your emotions, and then they can bring in, maybe one is there to bring in depression, okay? So it goes up. I'm the depression clone. Let's get a full benefit and see how a human responds to depression. Let's see how a human responds to being bipolar. Let's see about how a human responds to sleep deprivation, okay? So those could be clones attaching to you before maybe or you know, with you. Well, that could bring up a whole bunch of crap. Maybe they connect with you at the checkout counter, okay, when you have a clone there, and they're trying to see how you respond as far as what emotion you have. And if you're a little bit different than the ordinary person, maybe now they tag you, and now you have the clones walking with you wanting to experience more of you because you are different. Remember in some of the sci-fi movies, you know, the people, in order to be like, you know, invisible to the zombies or something, they tend to walk like zombies or, you know, look like zombies, even though they weren't zombies. And the zombies didn't really, scan them because they thought they were one of them. Oh, well, that could be true with the clones that are here. Oh, any ideas on that, Anne?
Well, so you're saying maybe if we're around a clone and we act like a clone a little bit with them, they might, not project any energy onto us or project less energy onto us? I know they like to ask questions, and if you start asking them questions back, they really seem to get thrown.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. So
the person that asked for the orb clearing wrote in, thanks for the orb clearing. My head jerked a couple of times.
That's
so
good.
So they got rid of that.
Yeah, they're probably inside of you if your body jerks. Normally, they're leaving your body. Let's just say I'm 90% correct. That way you won't have to worry about having a clone inside of you swimming around, you know?
Right.
So,
someone already
when your body jerks, it's being released from you. It's normally a release, okay? It means it's inside of you, typically. Okay? So being attached to your skin, your body probably will not jerk. It'll just leave. If it's inside of you, your body's going to jerk because it's connected to your energetic body system, maybe your meridians, and you find your body twitching, you know? Oh, that's what I would say. It was probably inside of you. And there's no problem with that because, remember, they're in another dimension, we'll just call it, being, you know, kind of keeping it simple, where you cannot see them. So why couldn't they take up the same space as you? The only reason why they're there is because you don't have enough spirit energy in your body to hold your resonance of your whole body physical structure. That's why they can come in and take up space. Oh, looks like we got about maybe a few minutes to go here.
Yes, and I just wanted to...
Interesting to talk about? Any comments come in? I'm looking at that. I'm trying to focus on the shackle clearing. If that it was beneficial for a lot of people, and maybe we could plan one not next month, which would be tomorrow, not October, but maybe October, maybe November, possibly. I don't know if we need to go deeper on that or not, but you know, that's just an idea. Let's see if we get any comments on that.
Well, I
think that one was probably maybe the most beneficial as far as, compared to the pins. I don't know. If you want to send us an email, maybe say which one you would prefer, we could probably do that if you want to have that over again. I don't know if it's needed. But, no, those pins are pretty awful. Anyway, back to you, Ann.
Well, you have given us the opportunity to continue to clear shackles on our whole life healings. And I know a lot of people are doing that. And what you said is just clear shackles through your whole life again. So I do it by putting it after my name and running it, you know, my whole age again, just as with depression and vortexes, too. People are sending in already the words like depression. We got oppression and repression. So we thank you for that, and we'll try to get a little collection of those going for you, Ron.
Right, if we could like 10 of those, that would be good for people to clear. Maybe you know, on the whole lifetime clearings, like you're talking about, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Or just the keyword intercept and see how you feel.
Right, or you know, both. I always run whatever I run on the natal barcode. I always run on alien keyword intercept.
Okay. So
okay.
Let's,
Tomorrow, I just want to say tomorrow night is the Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. So same time, BBS Station 2 at 7 p.m. And it's the first of the month, so everyone who has a birthday in October will be celebrating their birthday tomorrow night on the Lightship. Always a great show to be on live if you possibly can be. So hope to see you all there. And thank you, Ron.
October babies, here we go. So let's do the mind to heart drop. And if you're tired, you know, do I now increase my life force energy? I hope that's in your CLS toolkit there, you know. Not write it down, you know, because it's very good. And just say that out loud, typically 10 times is good, okay? If you really want to have yourself boosted up so that you have tons of energy, if you can say it 100 times, wow, you're going to be flying. Oh, here we go. Let's do the mind to heart drop. This will put you into peace, as you should be doing every hour if you can. And here we go. This is the instructions for that. It's very, very, very simple. So all your meditative friends to do this. They may not waste your life doing something else, but here we go. Oh, you have to say out loud, I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart. Very simple. You know, everybody can get that. Even, you know, young children can do this easily. But now we're going to count from 10 to 1 backwards. And if you do it really slow, you can actually feel your thoughts coming down and getting stuck. Each time you say the number, it'll stay there. And then you say the next number, you can actually feel it drop down. So here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. There we go. And there's really no need to do it more than three times, okay? Normally, the first time is adequate for 80% of the people, a newbie. And then the other two just mix it in place. So two times should be adequate. But the third one, I want to make sure that everybody can be in peace. So here we go, everybody. Thank you. Blessings. See you later, everyone. And tomorrow night is Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. Good evening. Thank you, ladies. Thank you, listeners, for listening to us. Bye, everyone.